At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that God within. Tap in. Peace Family, 19 Keys tapping in with you. I want to tell you why you need to tap into the infinite wealth strategies. Number one, there's a lot of millionaires being brought every single day, right? The job market is devastated, you understand me? You can go to college, but it's better to get you a skill. I've had several six-figure days in the market trading, right? Cryptocurrency. And at the time, I had little knowledge, right? I've sold an NFT, which was just a digital picture rendering, for over $16,000. But why? Because I understood the market and I knew the value of it. I've sold thousands of books, you understand me, on my e-commerce platform, utilizing my strategies that I teach inside the Infinite Wealth Strategy. But I also have a beautiful community of people all around the world assisting, providing information, resources, and links, because I know that it's harder to learn by yourself, but it's better to learn in a community sense. When you join Infinite Wealth Strategies, you too can become a part of a community of people learning together and earning together. Make sure you tap in, because it's an education that you need in order to succeed and build wealth. Don't be on the outside. Tap in.
Infinite Wealth Strategies.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think so many conscious leaders, people that's been really putting in that work for the community, find themselves with some success in 2020 last year, finally? I mean, you're talking about people that's been working for 20, 30, 40 years, and they finally getting them some money. They finally getting some recognition. Why do you think that happened? And I know that there's some people that's mad, though, because they was working for 10, 20 years, but 2020 was not that year. Now, I was talking to the beautiful goddess, Queen Alfour, and she actually asked me that question. And my thought, as I start streaming the answer, I said, maybe it's because they were waiting for the mothership. They knew that there was qualifications to get on the mothership, but they stopped working and they were no longer qualified when it pulled up. What exactly does that mean? See, it's not enough to be ready 364 days of the year, but on the 365th, you didn't show up. See, this becomes a lifestyle. Those who didn't give up, those who didn't concede, those who didn't allow themselves to be bested out by insecurities because people never validated their work efforts, they kept going. And there's qualifications to get on that mothership. You gotta be of a certain weight, you gotta be of a certain training. So the way I look at it in this proverbial mothership that I'm talking about is more so our heaven, more so our actualization of our dreams, more so our manifestation of the things that we want to see. But then I caution those who are finding them success right now. This is a cautionary tale, because I don't want you to start sleeping at the wheel. I want you to understand, you can celebrate for a moment, but you need to get back to work. And now you need to work harder than ever, because you now have something to maintain. And when you have something to maintain, now that's a greater responsibility. Now you have to learn how to do it the right way. You're starting to get you some money, but listen, we want you to have the money, because righteous minds should be able to fund a righteous thought so we can create a righteous world. Now, those who didn't find themselves with the opportunity to where they build it and they had that level of success, it's okay. The opportunity still exists in the now. Time is one continuous moment. Yesterday as an idea, tomorrow doesn't exist. Tomorrow was created by the lazy. It was two people. Bro was in the field, he working with the Egyptians or like working on the bricks, he doing his masonry work. And bro came up with this idea. He said, listen, how about we do this tomorrow? He say, tomorrow? What is tomorrow? Right? That's my accent. And he said, well, tomorrow is the time. We don't have to do it right now, and we can do it later. He did the hand movements and everything. And bro was like, oh, that sounds good. Let's do it tomorrow. Tomorrow was created by procrastinators who don't do shit today. Delay in opportunities. Do it in the now because only now exists. You're only wasting the now infinite times, hoping that another opportunity comes. Should I invest in this now? Should I start the business now? Should I try to repair relationships now? Should I get this education now? The answer is always yes, because the more you wait, the more you lose because opportunity costs. See, I want to leave y'all with this. Our relationship with time has to change. Forget that Gregorian calendar. Forget what was instituted by the papal bull so white patriarchal intellect rules and governs over our time. You have to understand that this is the end of times. Why? Because we are going to end that Gregorian calendar. How did they get everybody to fall under their institution and their rule? Other places, Ethiopia wasn't under that. How did they get all of these countries to say, you know what, Pope, you're right. We're going to move with that. And then once they did that, they was able to control your time. And see, there's two ways to measure time as human beings do. What we feel, right, immaterial. And then we measure times through calendars and clocks, our material measurement. So we can feel as if an hour has passed, but really it was 5 minutes. And the measurement shows us that it was only 5 minutes. We have not been under white supremacy that long. 400 years is a blip in time for a people that's infinite. We've been here for so long, this is a small lesson. Now you gotta wake up and remember who you are. Then you have to take back your time in the now. When you gotta work for somebody else, you're on their time. They control you. They pay you for your time. Hey, I need your energy for the next 10 hours, and then I'm gonna give you a value on what I think is worth. And now we feel like we're running out of time, not realizing that we are infinite people. That we have to steep ourselves in a moment and we're here forever. And then we do so many good works that even when our body is gone, our time continues because of the values that we put into the world. So as you work on today, work on your relationship with time. Understand how to take control of the now, how to steep yourself in the present. The end of times has begun. All white patriarchal intellect is dying off. All white matriarchal intellect is dying off. The institution of white supremacy is dead. So, when does the institution of black power begin? It begins with you. Peace.
Listen, man. For all my fellas that's in the street, man, you're risking way too much for way too little. You understand me? You can sit down, get in front of a computer, put some hours in, learn a whole new skill set, and make more money than you ever did in your life, and there's no opportunity or chance of going to prison. You understand me? Your mother not worried about you. Your lifespan increases because you're not putting yourself at adverse risk for no reason at all. The game doesn't change. You understand me? When I was young, I took opportunities that I definitely did not need to take. I found myself with several cases. If I had cryptocurrency or NFTs, I understood the blockchain, the business of marketing and branding in a way that I do now, would not have to make those mistakes. You understand me? Wisdom is the best way to cure karma. Karma is what continuously happens. It's a cycle.
Man, growing up in Oakland was crazy. Growing up in St. Louis was crazy. You know, you see a lot of death and destruction. I remember first time I seen somebody get shot was in front of my high school. And violence became normal, right? Death became normal, right? Ignorance became normal. Them boys will kill you for nothing out there. And the cycle perpetuates because once you kill somebody, brother, how the hell you go stopping them in the beef? It just continues to go and it's a cycle of forever ignorance. Some of them want to, but how do you stop that level of pain? There's no options. Where are we supposed to go? What are we supposed to do? Some particular one out of a million, maybe become a rapper. Maybe somebody had the ability to rap or go to school, get a degree, get an education, and actually follow the template that society gives them, the so-called live the American dream. For the rest of them, they trying to figure out if they can survive next week. They trying to figure out, they go outside, brother they got beef with, is he waiting on them? They gotta cut the music off in the car because I gotta stay sharp, because 1 second you can lose your life. See, if you ain't grow up in the hood, then you can't empathize with what we go through, what we've been through, who we are, being shot at, and then coming home for dinner as if nothing happened. Everybody ain't went through what we went through. You don't understand the trauma and the pain that individuals have to go over to get to a sense of normalcy so that they can be nice. And y'all got a problem with black men having egos and things of that nature. You don't know what them young brothers done went through. How about we start to have empathy for what's happening every day in the hood? Environment truly is stronger than nature, because the nature of every one of them young males is to be righteous, to be upright and moral, and to do the right thing when they balance out decisions. But when a big homie showed them that, like, I murdered somebody in front of you, I'm your big homie, I'm going to teach you the same game, I'm going to train you so you can murder somebody, so you can become somebody, how do they step back after they done murdered? Once you kill, a part of yourself is killed. So many soul reapers out there. So many young men marked with death on them, eyes as glass. They don't see the world as you see it no more. Who goes into the hood and works to repair the mind of young black men and women? I see men that are ghosts of who they once were. They were brilliant at a point in time. Now they don't know their name. They're yelling at the air, on drugs, lost, psychotic. Go to jail, throw them in a hole. Now they're in a hole and it's getting worse because that's a form of torture. The jails are not meant to rehabilitate. The jails are meant to make money for the state. The jails are meant to make money for private corporations. And when they throw you back out there, of course you want to have a product that comes back. You want to have reoccurring customers. Well, who has time to think about them boys in the hood when we doing our activism and the marching downtowns in the cities and getting all of this money for the organizations? I'm going to keep y'all something and keep it 100 with you. I could really see if Black Lives Matter called themselves Black Death Matter. Just that marketing change right there will be the most realistic shift in their brand. Because they only care when somebody dies, because the black life of that young man that's still surviving right now, he on the edge of his seat trying to figure out if he's gonna make it to tomorrow. And ain't nobody showing up for him. But everybody cares when he dies. See, we have to take a look and examine ourselves to figure out, do we really love each other? Because Martin Luther King, he had a strategy. His strategy was love the enemy until they love you. But nobody ever took that strategy, that nonviolent approach, and said, we gonna go to the hood, even if they beat us, slap us, spit on us, shoot at us, lynch us. We gonna go because we have this undying love for our people. We ain't never did that. So we don't even know what that approach looks like. We've never weaponized our love to fight the war so to see our people out of a condition. What's the problem? Christians. Now, I do see the black Muslims go through the neighborhood, teach them young brothers, right? Have mundane training nights, show them example of young black men who was just out there like them, suited and booted and ready. Militants. Stomach in, chest out, head up. Oh, but let's not talk about that. Because if we actually fund it, and when we seen those things, we didn't just say, oh, that's nice. But no, we actually think it's problematic. Not realizing that they saving lives. And you got the capital to help fund them save lives, but you walk past it every single day the same way you do all of these powerful young black men and women, because the institution of white supremacy don't agree with them. So you scared to stand next to them, even though you agree with them. Young black man, listen, bruh. There are opportunities, there are options. If you listening to this, you got a mind. Right? You got the ability to see past your current circumstances. You got to learn how to go inside your own mind and imagine it so. The moment that you give up, you dead. And they ain't gonna care about when you die, how you died. If they can, they utilize it for propaganda for their own agenda. So the question becomes, what are you gonna do? Who are you gonna listen to? How are you gonna change your time and change your mind? You get the opportunity to take over your life. if you're listening to this and use frequency don't caught you, it's because you needed this right now. You needed somebody to come in your path and do correction. I come from them streets. I come from having nothing. I come from developing it myself. Opportunities weren't given where I'm somebody that got a college education. I done got a job and built up wealth. No, we got it straight out of our mind. We say that, no way, I'm gonna extract all of the brilliance that's inside of me and I'm gonna do for self. Guess what? The moment somebody gave me a phone, they put me on. Yeah, it's all these ways to make money. Why are you choosing the worst one? Don't put your life at risk when you got gifts. Take that energy that you soldier with, fight for your life, fight for your people. It ain't easy, it ain't corny. The corny shit is dying over something you don't own. The corny shit is seeing the destiny that you gonna die for a beef that you ain't even start, but you inherited because you happen to grow up in the wrong family. You happen to grow up in the wrong environment. So you gonna bang there forever because of the gang culture and how it circulated throughout America. And you happen to be one of the victims. Your OG gonna treat you like a little nigga when you die, pour out something for you. Ain't no parade, dog. But if you make it past that, they gonna look up to you. You want somebody looking down on you? Or do you want them to look up to you? Put your crown on. Tap in.
This episode is brought to you by Infinite Wealth Strategies. Infinite Wealth Strategy is a course that I created for all those who want to tap into everything blockchain. Also, for those who want to be a part of a community that is growing and learning together. We go from everything from the metaverse, cryptocurrency, tokenomics, non-fungible tokens known as NFTs, ways to understand decentralized finance and learning how to utilize it. Also, things just from learning 3 to 4 week book strategies and how to become an author, how to set up trust, how to move private, right? We have weekly classes on masculinity, femininity, spirituality. There's so much that's involved in it, but once you tap into the Infinite Wealth Strategies, you become a strategist on how you can produce wealth for your future. Come and learn financial literacy, how to put together a portfolio, or just come learn how to earn cryptocurrency so you can start making money in the market that's producing millionaires on a daily basis. Tap into Infinite Wealth Strategies and you'll have access to 2022. So all things that you didn't learn this year, you got probably about 2 more months to go ahead and put it all in your head. And this is an all you can learn situation. We're gonna charge you one time, and once you in, the knowledge is yours forever. And it will give you a return on that investment to the day you die. Infinite Wealth Strategy.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.